The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you,
Bradley,
I
have to be that way. Somebody's got to be that way. Let's get us out of the box. Boy, oh boy, do we get lots to talk about. That's the show. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And by the way, I'm not kidding. I'm really not kidding. I mean, there's a lot of atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys out there. I know firsthand, friends, that there's a lot of enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys out there. And I also know, of course, I want to spend all of our time on the squeaky wheel, but I also know, of course, that there's a lot of good guys and girls out there as well. So, in saying that, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. For those that didn't know, and for those that did know, this is a refresher course, for it's not tedious for me to repeat these things to you. Of course not, hey. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, choicers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean, which is double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which I'm actually looking at right now, and that is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, what's interesting is I said that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Did you know that back in 1811, Peoples versus Ruggles, the Supreme Court said whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. So when you're talking about atheism, and by the way, in 1792 or 1793, it's one of the two, Benjamin Franklin said that atheism was unheard of in this country. Of course it was unheard of, because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. And we know the price paid during the Revolutionary War was terrible. A lot of bloodshed, a lot of loss of life, a lot of fight, a lot of heroism. And as I said yesterday, and I say again, this republic that has been given unto us is not established or given unto us by cowards. And friends, cowards will not preserve our republic. Not our democracy, saith the guy in the White House, the constitutional scholar that doesn't know what Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says, that we've been given a republican form of government. Someone's got to tell him. So I figured better be the Sons of Liberty. Now, phone lines are accessible. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can be. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. I can say that really slow. I can even say it backwards. 7-7-9-9-7-0-8-7-7-8-1. For those that think backwards, what's that word, Carrie? Dyslexic? And you know, my little boy sometimes reads right to left, and I got to kind of like straighten that mess out sometimes. You're Carrie, right? My producer? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I got to put a smile on your face. Folks, what we're going to talk about when we come back, we're going to talk about America's godly heritage. America's godly heritage. And for those that didn't know, did you know that most of the signers, 56 signers of the Constitution, were members of Orthodox Christian churches? And many were even evangelical Christians. Does that explain our Mosaic institution, you think? Well, as the young people say, just saying. Oh, and one of those founders, John Adams, when he said, facts are stubborn things. I'm going to give you a whole lot of facts when we come back. But before we get to that, I just wanted to give you a heads up, a bit of good news. For those that did not know, again, that's why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty. Judge, three Penn State ex-officials to stand trial for alleged, I love that word, alleged, child sex abuse cover-up. You ever notice when it's a preacher, though, it's never alleged? They throw it out there as fact, when in fact they didn't ask any questions. Maybe that explains why people look at Christians the same way that they looked at Jesus back in the day. Some say he's a good man, others say he deceived the people. Well, the ones that probably knew that Jesus was good are the ones that took the time to observe him and to know him by his fruit, not by what somebody else said. And remember again what Mark Twain said, for those that didn't know, back to the natural so you can understand the spiritual. Mark Twain's the guy that said, for those that read the newspapers, they're misinformed. And those that don't read the newspapers, they're uninformed. But like he said, those that do read the papers, they're misinformed. Of course they're misinformed. That's the purpose. It's also interesting that people say they don't believe the state-run media who has a 21% approval rating, yet when you look at their lifestyles and what they read in the paper, they tend to agree with it, but their lifestyles. But back to what the judge said concerning the three Penn State ex-officials to stand trial for the alleged child sex abuse cover-up. Do you think that was alleged for Jerry Sandusky, or is it factual?
Seems pretty factual since he's in jail.
Yeah, that's amazing how that works out. I mean, he was emboldened, if you think about it, Carrie, to actually have sex with little kids in bathrooms and in showers and even go so far as to get popped doing it. And yet the state-run media still covers it up by saying alleged rather than bringing it forth as factual. Yeah, I mean, Scripture reminds me that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Of course not. It's all uncovered. But my point with this is, friends, Penn State's ex-president and two former top school administrators were ordered Tuesday to stand trial on charges accusing them of a cover-up in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. For those that didn't know as well, for Jerry Sandusky, did you know that out of his back window on his back porch is a elementary school? No wonder what he was feeding on. A court ruling that promises to prolong the media attention and court battles casting a shadow over the university. Of course it's a shadow. It's a reproach. Why wouldn't it be? Friends, when you look through Scripture, you can't even find sin that low. I mean, it's so low, it can't go lower than a snake's belly. It's not in there, folks. When you read Exodus 22, what you see, and maybe this will explain why there's such stiff fines, that when a child pedophile is busted for his crimes, he goes to prison for 20 years or 25 years. Because when you look in Scripture, folks, people knew not to go that direction. Jesus said of a child that he was the model of heaven. Who would go for that child? Who would go for that model? The enemy of your soul. And what did Jesus say about that? It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their neck and throw themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Or in Exodus 22, what did he say about the fatherless, the husbandless, and or the strangers? If they at all cry out unto me, I will surely kill their enemies. Their enemies with a sword. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm done.
John from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh. All righty. I bet most people have probably never heard this. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But the story of George Washington, the first president of these United States, this story used to be in virtually every student textbook, for those that did not know, of course. During the French and Indian War occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. And after a two-hour battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. And only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British American officers in the battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. I'm just thinking of something funny right now, but I'm just trying to keep my thoughts to myself. Oh, man, that must have been some horse, I'll tell you. When he had taken off his jacket, George Washington had four bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. I wonder if that reminds anybody of what David said when he said of the Lord, "You're my shield and my buckler. You're the horn of my salvation. You're my rock. You're my refuge. You're my rearward, Lord." Wow. Of the 86 British American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. And when he had taken off his jacket, there were four bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet has touched him. Several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. Touch not mine anointed comes to mind. He'll have the heathen in great derision concerning his children. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. If God so ordains it that he gives commandment to save his anointed, said David, guess what's going to happen, friends? He's going to save his anointed. And no weapon formed or fashioned against him shall prosper, for his righteousness is of the Lord. Wow, that is just crazy stuff. Or what about those that gather together against the righteous? They shall fall for thy name's sake. Well, George Washington can sing that song all the way to his grave, couldn't he, friends? He told his family, by all powerful dispensations of providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. George Washington told his family, by the all-powerful dispensations of providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. Sounds scriptural to me. 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times without effect. Wow. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. Don't waste your bullets. Don't waste your bullets, man. You can't kill that guy. Why? Because God ordered his steps. He made a plain path because of his enemies. He was on the king's highway of holiness to establish the republic that we have been given, my friends. That's why. This Indian chief, again, believing Washington to be under the great care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told Washington when he met him, I have traveled a long and a weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle. That sounds like David. That sounds like the God of David to me. That sounds like the God of Moses to me, friends. Wow! Woo! Man, if I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, don't you? You do! Oh, do I hear Smokey? Oh, man, I thought I heard Smokey. John Adams said, concerning this country, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence in this country were the general principles of Christianity. Why do people have this figment in their imagination that Jesus is some little mamby-pamby walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside? When the Bible says that he is the lion of the tribe of Judah, that he spoke as one boldly and not as the scribes or the Pharisees. Don't you remember in John 11 when he blew Lazarus out of the grave? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Death had no power over Christ, friends. He's eternal. He is forever. 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 I was just reading in John 11 yesterday, my friends. And his disciples were trying to stop him from going into a particular part, I believe it was Bethsaida. And then the disciples said to Jesus, they seek to stone you. They want to kill you there. They want to stone you. And Jesus said, hey, listen, while we have light, there's 12 hours in the day, we have to go forward. And then in John 12, he says, unless a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it won't bring forth fruit. He said, this is the purpose that I came, was to bear the cross, that mankind might know salvation and the redemptive power of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. John Adams said, I will avow then, and I then believed, and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity as are eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. John Quincy Adams, John Adams President II, his son John Quincy Adams, said in a speech on July 4th, 1837, he stated, folks, and by the way, I'm giving you room for you to walk. I'm putting your feet upon the rock. I am pulling you out of the miry clay by giving you history and knowing and actually conveying to you who wrote the history. Remember when David said, Lord, you have brought me out of a miry clay. You put my feet upon a rock and you've established my goings. This is how you do it. John Quincy Adams said in a speech on July 4th, 1837, why is it that the next birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival, returns on this day? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? from sin, Matthew 1:21, that it forms a leading event to the progress of the gospel dispensation. That is our purpose as Americans, friends. I shared that with you the other day concerning the models with Yale and Princeton and also Harvard. What was the whole purpose? To raise up congregationalists for the promulgation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why are you called the light of the world? Why do nations all across the world look to you? Why do they want to come to Washington, D.C.? And when they come to Washington, D.C., what do they see? They see my Father's name everywhere. They see his fingerprints everywhere. And now it's become one of the most corrupt places on the earth because the American people, because of ingratitude, allow it to go forward. But John Quincy Adams, July 4th, 1837, he said, "Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized the social compact on the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth?" Yes, it is. That is laid in the cornerstone. Who's the cornerstone, folks? Who's the head of the corner? His name is Jesus, of human government, upon the first precepts. Precepts is that which is entrusted to man by God, of Christianity. And he goes on for the next 60 pages. John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court and one of the three men responsible for the Constitution, said, quote, "Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is their duty, as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation, to select and prefer Christians for their rulers. Not these weirdo wieners in New York who have been busted time and time for their sexual deviance, and then they have the audacity to stand up and run or rerun for office again." And everybody's sitting back laughing about it like it's a joke. Let me tell you what, friends, it is a joke. And let me tell you who the joke is on. The joke is on the people in New York. The man should be thrown in jail. And yet he's running for office. He's got a whore's forehead, literally, Scripture says. He's not ashamed. And now he's being popped again for his sexual deviance and his adultery before his wife, Huma. Huma! I mean, if that isn't a planned marriage, I've never heard of it or I've never seen it before a day in my life. Huma! She's the one that sits next to Barack Hussein Obama, remember? Oh, don't tell me, friends, there's not conspiracy, because conspiracy is found in the book of Jeremiah 11. Conspiracy is very real. You might read Psalm 2 as well. But let me tell you what. My Father sits in the heavens. He laughs upon them. He has contempt for them, and he has them in great derision. And he will break them in pieces like he always does, because, again, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back to the University of Houston study, and then I'm going to start laying your foundations for you, and I'm going to show you where they were derived from.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Scottish reformer John Knox said, "One man with God is always in the majority. If that doesn't put a Holy Ghost chill down your spine, nothing will." This is also the man, my friends, that Mary Queen of Scots said she feared the prayers of John Knox more than she did the armies of Europe. Folks, when I ponder the history of all of the heroes of the faith, Moses confronting the Pharaoh, David confronting Goliath, Gideon and his small army of 300 standing against the oppressive Midianites, and King Hezekiah confronted with Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, I remember that the odds were set against them every time. When observing the circumstances, I see that they had every reason in the world to think that defeat was on the horizon, because that's what circumstance showed them. But I praise God for the Spirit of Christ also, who said, "We walk not by sight, we walk by faith." And in America, we can look back to our forefathers and which we're talking about, namely all 56 signers, and we know the odds were set against them as well. Our small colonial army was fighting against a tyrant, King George, who had the strongest military in the world at the time, a tyrant who was opposing them at every turn, even willing to send foreign mercenaries to destroy their families, as they were set to steal away everything that rightfully belonged to them. And in the present, similar circumstances surround the American people, yeah, on a daily basis, yeah. Yet we the people are confronted with assaults to our foundations, both biblically and constitutionally, not from an enemy without, but from an enemy within. With every true life scenario before us, friends, I've noticed the directions these courageous men and women took without fail. They always set their face towards God and called upon the name of Jesus Christ. They called upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Jesus' name, because they were willing to meet God on His terms, Isaiah 66:2, and were prepared to fight for their rights that God gave them, and God answered them mightily, 1 Timothy 1:18 and 19. No excuses, folks. When you read Scripture, their backs were always up against the wall. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, was right when he said he's looking for men that he can use that are used to their backs being up against the wall. They're called spiritual thresholds. Arturius rightly said this as well, friends. He said that there's no worse death than the end of hope. Guess where God meets you? At the end of hope. We hope in God. We don't hope in circumstances. We don't put our trust in the arm of the flesh. Cursed is that man. We trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man. Folks, what you're hearing right now from the Sons of Liberty pulpit, sonsoflibertyradio.com, this is the voice of the preachers, the Black Regiment, the Sons of the Liberty, the James Otises, the John Adams, the Samuel Adams, the John Hancocks, the Patrick Henrys. This is what they were talking about. This is what they were establishing. This is the foundations that they laid for us to walk upon. Not, did you see what he did today? Oh, did you see what that senator did today? Oh, did you see that corrupt cop over there? Oh, did you see that city worker? Did you see what she did? That was illegal. As if to say that there's no power in your hands to right the wrongs. That's the great atrocity in America today. That's the great deception in America today. They can't do what you don't let them get away with. Well, they lie all the time. No, they get you asking the wrong questions, therefore they don't have to give you the right answers. And if you knew the Constitution and the Bible, you would know when they were doing that. You would know when they're playing games. You would know when they're deceiving. Because you'll see that their father, who is the father of lies, that's all he does is lie, kill, and steal. And when you see men do that, you know who their father is. But you know what? Introduce them to your father. And when you introduce them to your father, you don't bow, you don't burn. They do. They change their decrees. Just ask King Nebuchadnezzar. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, we will not bow to your God. You know what? This president and this White House better get used to hearing what I'm saying right now. No, we will not in Jesus' name. No, we will not in Jesus' name. Ask the God of Daniel. Yeah, let's ask the God of Daniel what happens. When his children stand, what happens? The tyranny falls round about, only to establish through the man that stood. That is Scripture. We serve a God of miracles. God also bears them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. And if your pastor told you there's no more Holy Ghost, get out of that church. He is alive forever, evermore. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Man has. They've given themselves over to seducing spirits, to lying spirits. Folks, what you're dealing with are believers who don't believe. There's no worse men, by the way. George Washington's farewell address was one of the most significant things taught in American schools, so much so that it was its own separate textbook. In his address, he told America was what brought us our success and warned us what must be done to continue in it. And it has now almost completely disappeared in public schools today. Are you beginning to understand why I tell you the answer to America's dilemma is to show them the price of their freedom? Yet again, George Washington's farewell address, recently shown up in college textbooks, minus the four warnings that Washington gave that has to do directly with divine providence. Of course, their war is with God. It always has been. What tyrant hasn't warred with God? And what has followed beyond that tyrant and behind that tyrant? Nothing but destruction, murder, death, poverty. George Washington explained of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, politics is the science of government, science is the study of creation. God is the right giver. He goes on, religion and morality are the indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars. Who is attempting to subvert these great pillars besides atheists, communists, and this administration? The atheists and the communists. And the homosexuals. And the abortionists. And what did I tell you follows tyrants? When the wicked are exalted, what does Scripture tell us in the book of Psalm? The wicked are on every side. But America, there's no excuse for them to stick their little turkey necks up in the air. Like a bunch of vain peacocks walking around, spreading their feathers, showing everybody what they can get away with. Introduce them to your Father in Jesus' name. In love, but truth does not withhold the love. Remember, Scripture tells us in the Corinthians in verse 13, where he said that love rejoiceth in the truth, it rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness. We got to get back to that love, friends, that real love. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Let's get over to the University of Houston study. Political science professors searched to find out where the founding fathers chose their ideas. I love this. They assembled 15,000 writings from the era of the founders. They researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the sources of those quotes. 8.3 were quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone, a rocker back in the 1700s. 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible, and when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. The Republic rests upon the Bible. It is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. Three branches of government came from Isaiah 33, 22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Remember, friends, that's what it says above the Supreme Court building. A separation of powers found in Jeremiah 17, 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God can. Tax exemptions for churches found in Ezra 7:24. Also, we certify you that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, Nethinims, or ministers of the house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. Huh. Bet you probably didn't know that, huh? Huh? But what happens when we get away from them foundations? Church of the Holy Trinity versus United States, 1892. No purpose of action against religion can be imputed to any legislation, state, or national, because this is a religious people. This is a Christian nation, said the Supreme Court. That was in 1892. What happens when you get away from it? Well, take a look around. But these are all the precedents, friends. As a matter of fact, the case was only 16 pages in the court records, and the court provided 87 precedents of quotes and acts from the founding fathers, acts of Congress and state governments. Congress, representatives of the people, what the people tolerated, and state governments. To prove this was indeed a Christian nation. They also said that they could have found many more. 87 precedents. Now we hear one precedent, and all of a sudden we're supposed to go that direction. Yeah, right. Yeah. When a school in Philadelphia, 1844, announced that it would teach children only morals and that Christianity was not needed, it was brought before the U.S. Supreme Court for taking such an action. Of course, the Supreme Court told the people, why may not the Bible and especially the New Testament be read and taught as a divine revelation in the school, its general principles expounded and its glorious principles of morality inculcated? Where can the purest principles of morality be learned so clearly or so perfectly as from the New Testament? Of course! Of course! Rectified to truth, morality, my friends. Who gave you that truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Be right back. 1-877-807-9977.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The break. Foundations, America's Godly Heritage. Quotes from our founding forefathers. Foundational information. In which a republic is laid in with. Church of the Holy Trinity versus United States, 1892. No purpose of action against religion can be imputed to any legislation, state or national, because this is a religious people. Speaking of the United States of America, this is a Christian nation. Interestingly enough, 78% of America still professes Christianity. Yet you can find probably less than 3% of it. People versus Rugals, 1811. This was a case where a man had openly attacked Christianity by printing out articles and dispersing them among the people. He was sentenced by the court in 1811, 3 months in jail and a $500 fine for attacking the Word of God, friends. The court said, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity in America tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. Of course it does. It's like this criminal in the White House. He's attacking the Constitution. He's the guy that said he was going to fundamentally transform America. That means foundationally. Runkel versus Weinmiller, 1799. By our form of government, the Christian religion is the established religion, and all sects and denominations of Christians are placed on the same equal footing. Yes. Yes. Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Well, then what are you complaining about? You're complaining about corruption in government that will not abide by the laws that God established through your republic. Think about what you say before you say it. In 1853, a group of people petitioned Congress to separate Christian principles from government. How does that work? Well, I don't know. Just ask communist nations. Totalitarianism. Their petition referred to the House and the Senate Judiciary Committees investigated for almost a year to see if it would be possible to separate Christian principles from government. What? Now the message is, friends, that we don't want Christ in anything. In other words, we want to be as corrupt as we want to be, and there's nobody that can say anything against it. Matter of fact, we want to take it a step further, and we actually want to uproot that foundation. That rock that you talk of Christian principles, Bradley. We don't want any reference of God. We don't want any reference of right from wrong that came from God. The following are excerpts from the House Judiciary Committee report on March 27th, 1854. Had the people, the founding fathers during the Revolution, a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and its amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one sect, denomination. It continues, in this age there is no substitute for Christ. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. That would be me and you, friends. 2 months later, they stated the great vital and conservative element in our system, the thing that holds our system together, is the belief of our people in the pure doctrines and the divine truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on. Where are all my opposers? Where are all the enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and weirdos? Where are they at? They blog me, but they don't confront me. And they don't confront me because they know that I'm right, and they hate it. I shared with you in the past, friends, when an atheist called up, and he said, I just don't believe we're a Christian nation. I said, is it against the law to steal? He said, yes. I said, who told you that? Is it against the law to lie, Mr. Atheist? He said, yes. I said, who told you that? Is it against the law to kill, commit adultery, to dishonor your parents? Yes! Who told you that? The laws of your republic, where are they derived from? Your Father which is in heaven, the Mosaic institution in Jesus Christ, who is the fulfilling of that law. Bradley, you're driving me nuts, man. I'm bald-headed. I can't pull any more hair out of my head. I know you're right, boy. I just know you're right, Bradley. Oh, slow your roll. It's not an issue of being right, my friends. It's an issue of you being thankful for what God has bestowed upon you and for you to do the right thing in response of what God did, an extension of putting his hand out to you through the death of his son on the cross of Jesus Christ. We can understand where the law of separation of church and state came from. We can see who was behind that. That was the ACLU. That's communism. It's found in Article 52 of the Communist Constitution. We've always been a Christian nation. We'll always be a Christian nation. When you begin to look at the history of what happens to a nation that turns away from God, we can see what happens. Matter of fact, Stone versus Graham, 1980, the Ten Commandments were posted on a wall in school in Texas. It was not used as curriculum, and students had the choice to read them. The court declared, listen carefully, 1980, if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. Is not a permissible objective. Like, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, honor your father and your mother. Folks, it's the people that are backwards. You know, we hear often that the disciples turned the world upside down. No, they turned it right side up. The enemy of your souls attempts to turn everything upside down. James Wilson, signer of the Constitution, original justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, and co-author of America's first legal commentaries on the Constitution, said, listen carefully. Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. Indeed, these two sciences run together. The divine law forms an essential part of both. The 22-word unconstitutional prayer of 1962, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee and we beg thy blessings upon thee, our parents, our teachers, and our country. The Supreme Court said that was no longer permissible. Who are they? They're not the final word. They're not the final arbiter. They're not to legislate or to be activists from the bench. They're not the final word, friends. They're to be ruled by law just like you and me are. They represent we the people, right? And they derive their just powers from the consent of you and me. They have the roles backwards, and we need to set them forwards. Folks, this prayer acknowledges God the same amount of times as the Pledge of Allegiance and a quarter times as the Declaration of Independence, yet this prayer was considered to be unconstitutional. In Evanston versus Shemp, 1962, the court reported that only 3% of the nation did not believe in religion or God. Well, good, then let's dump them off on a different island. Let's get them a ticket, friends. Say, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. They'll go over to our communist nation for a couple days, and they'll be crying to come back home. They'll be praying to God when they land over there in them communist nations. The unconstitutional prayer was consistent with the beliefs of 97% of the country, thus making 3% the majority for the first time in America, 1962, the Supreme Court. Again, the prayer that was unconstitutional, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependency upon thee, and we beg thy blessings upon thee, our parents and our teachers and our country. In this prayer, we ask God to bless four things, students, families, schools, and the nation. Before 1962, the courts used biblical guidelines in all four areas. A court could, and by the way, isn't it interesting that they put their hand on the Bible to swear to God that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Well, what happens when you're the enemy, ma'am or sir, to the Constitution of the United States? Well, I'll go as far as they let me go. That's exactly right. I'll do whatever they let me get away with. That's exactly right. Courts refer to the Bible to support its decision. Folks, why do they have a courtroom if there is no law that God gave? What are people in court for breaking the law? Whose law? I think what we need here is just a little common sense. That's all. Not asking for much, just a little common sense. I'm going to get back on this discourse tomorrow talking about America's godly heritage. I love this. Lay the foundations, put your feet upon the rock, and establish your goings. At Bradley, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check me out on Facebook. Just got four friends and requests. Keep them coming. Bradley Dean on Facebook, or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.